Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Singer and actress Lily Allen has started selling pictures of her feet on OnlyFans. Fans can subscribe to her page for the sum of £8 per month and get foot updates. I'm joined now by Andy Lee, an OnlyFans creator from Dublin. Andy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Anton.
And let's assume, Andy, a lot of people don't know what OnlyFans is. Give us a sense of it.
So OnlyFans was set up for people who have a following on the internet to give them like a one-on-one interaction with their fans. And that's basically what it is. Now, it's been taken over mainly by the adult industry. A lot of adult content creators have a one-on-one connection now with their fans, and that's mainly what it's known for at the moment.
So it's sort of like a social media site of pornography.
Yeah, a subscription-based site, yeah.
Are we seeing much in the way of celebrities joining it? I see Cardi B, Iggy Azalea, DJ Khaled. There's a couple like those who have signed up.
There's loads of celebrities doing it, yeah. Now that it's becoming so popular and so worldwide and so accepted, loads of people are signing up because they know they can monetize it. And why not? Why shouldn't they?
Give us a sense then of your experience with it. What did you sign up to do and what kind of money can you make?
So when I first started signing up, it was a side gig for me while I was working for the council. Bad things happened. My boss found out that I'd done it and they let me go. So it became my full-time career. And I do really well from it now. So obviously, it's a wide range. It's a spectrum. So people can earn as little as nothing. And then there's people earning the millions, you know. It just depends who you are, where you're from, what your content is and what your fan base is.
I'm sorry. And what you were doing, Andy, was you were posting pornography on there while working for the council. And that was what...
Yeah.
Right. Now, there's obviously a big spectrum there. There are people who are unknown and who are... creating and distributing content, and there are people who are leveraging off their celebrity, their pre-existing celebrity, like an Iggy Azalea or one of those. For those in the middle, for those who are just providing pornographic content in the hope that people will watch, what kind of money is there?
So it all depends on your following, to be honest with you, your fan base, your what you're providing for them and what people actually want. It's the same as any other business, really. If you have a big enough customer base, you can earn really good money. I think the average is about $1,000 a month for your basic person. And then I know people who are earning up to $100,000 a month.
A month?
Yeah, a month. So it just depends what you put in and what you get out of it.
How many followers have you?
A bit. I have a few. I do really well. I do really well. I'm very happy with where I am.
Sorry, I'm sketchy as to what's a personal question and what's not. Are follower counts not stated on OnlyFans the way they are on some other social media?
No, not on all of them, no.
Oh, so you as a content provider, you know how many followers you are, but that's not publicly visible.
Yeah, no, that's up to you to if you want to share that information. And I personally don't. And the reason why I don't is because I work with a wide variety of people who do well and who don't do well. And I would never like to shove it in their face for what I do.
Now, what about the impact that it has on things like sense of personal self-worth, dignity, profile when you're out and about? Did you have to think twice about a career posting such intimate acts online?
100%. This is what I tell everybody. Anytime somebody comes to see me and says, look, Andy, I'm thinking about doing OnlyFans. I think I'm going to be rich. I say, look, you really have to think about this because once you post that on the internet, it's out there forever. Now, a lot of people don't agree with what a lot of people do online. Me particularly, I get a lot of hate from all angles. Luckily, I'm very successful, you know, so they can't really hate on someone who's winning, if you get what I mean. But then you have people who are starting out who are not really successful, and then they're getting their families getting sent the videos and photos and stuff like that. And they don't really understand at the beginning. They just see the money coming in. But it does have big repercussions.
And not being rude, Andy, but just let me ask the question that I suspect others will ask. Let's say you had continued, you had developed your own company, you'd gone out solo, you were working as a fitter, working as a plumber, all going very well. You have kids, you have a family, all the rest of it.
Yeah.
If you go this route, is there a risk that at a certain point, I assume it's a faddish thing, so maybe it doesn't last very long.
Definitely.
And at some point you have the kids saying to you, Dad, did I just see you in a video from, is it worth that?
So it depends on yourself. Like, it all depends on yourself. Like, it has given me financial freedom. It has given me time freedom. And like, if I do go down the family route and all that stuff, I will be able to give my family what I could have never given them when I done porn. And that's sort of where I balance it out. Yes, maybe a lot of people don't agree with what I am, but that's me. You know what I mean? Anyone who knows me personally knows the type of person I am. And if you don't like it, you don't like it. That's totally fine.
What's your take then on Lily Allen doing it? Because it's one thing to go in anonymously and try to build up a following. It's another to have a reputation and, to use that awful phrase, a brand somewhere else. Lily Allen is an established artist. She's an established podcaster. She has a career that is, quotes, respectable. Now she's on what is widely seen to be a porn site. Is that a wise choice?
Definitely. She's making money. Why not? Like, she's not doing anything wrong. She's not going to damage her career because she's not going to be doing porn. Yeah, maybe she posts some pictures of her feet, but what's the difference of her posting pictures of her sitting on the beach with her feet out? You know,
and you don't think the association is a problem?
Well, it's the problem for people who have a problem with it. If she doesn't have a problem with it, and our company, and I'm pretty sure she has a team around her that advises her what to do, and I'm pretty sure there's not going to be any issues for her. Like, look at all the other people. The girl who lost her job for Hollyoaks, she's smashing it right now. I forgot her name, but she lost her job for doing OnlyFans from Hollyoaks, and now she's doing really well. Now, I don't know what she's going to do in the future. You know, I don't know how her image has been impacted by it. But yeah.
Now, this is the other thing that you can explain to me. What's the story with the feet?
So, obviously, in the world, I come from the world of adult entertainment, so I know there's so many niches. Every single person on earth has something they're attracted to, and they can lie and say they don't, but they do. Everybody lives two different lives. And the feet is there's a huge market. It's not particularly for me, but I know there's a massive market out there for feet. And for some reason, OnlyFans has been associated with, I'll just sell feet pics on OnlyFans, because people think it's easy. But in reality, your general person won't make any money whatsoever doing it. You know, they might make a couple of pounds, but not much.
So for the average punter, there's no money in feet. You need to have established celebrity feet.
Yeah.
And is the logic then, from Lily Allen's perspective, as you describe, it is probably that thing of, well, it is, I mean, she was a woman who would do gigs barefoot. So what's the difference between being pictured in Glastonbury and having her feet visible versus having somebody cough up a tenner?
And exactly. And let's be real, right? Let's be real. How many followers does she have on the internet? And if she's charging $8 or whatever it is she's charging per month for a couple of pictures of her feet, compared to how much work she has to do nowadays, I don't know what work she does as a singer now, but I haven't seen her being relative very lately. So, you know what I mean? Like, the girl's cashing in. Why not?
But she's cashing in. There's no way to ask this without being potentially insulting. So forgive me if I am.
Yeah, don't worry.
She's putting them up knowing that it is for titillation. She doesn't think that this is like people seeing, you know, Michelangelo's David, that they're just admiring the wonder that are her feet. She knows the nefarious intent of those who are viewing it. In the same way, you know what the purpose of the videos are that you post. Is there a minute where either you or she should say, and this is the bit that I'm sorry if it's insulting, you say, look, I should do a decent career. I should do something where the objective of it is pure.
Okay, so look at it like this. When you say pure, your time on earth is very short. And what we're doing daily is we're selling time. So you have to sell your commodity as time. You have to sell it for as much as possible while you're here. There's no point being pure, because pure don't sell bill, don't pay bills. Now, she's in a very good position, I think. So maybe she doesn't have to do it. But why not? I don't see what, there's no one getting harmed. If there's a market for it and people want to pay for it, who cares? All these people with their opinions don't pay your bills. Do you get what I mean?
I do. How do the bills work? How much of it goes to the creator and how much of it goes to OnlyFans? Do they just take
70-30 split. And then obviously when you go up over VAT, you have to pay VAT and stuff like that.
So they take the 30, 70 goes to you, and then you just put that, you pay income tax on it as you would any other career.
Self-employed, yeah.
Final thing then, Andy, what do you do with non-professional relationships? When you meet a girl and you're chatting at a first date and she says, what do you do?
Me personally, I'm very open. I'm on the radio, obviously. I'm very open about what I do. How I look at it is, this is part of me. I'm not ashamed of what I do. I'm actually very proud of what I do. Where I've gotten in life, I'm very proud of. If people don't like it, then they're not the person for me. It's as simple as that. I don't see what the big massive issue is. Yes, some people don't like it. I don't like going out picking up bins every day. If I was a bin man, I didn't like plumbing. I hated it. Why should I do something for my short time on this earth that I'm not happy with, earning money that I'm not happy with, when now I do something that I love doing, I have financial freedom and I have time freedom. I get to do what I want and I be creative and create entertainment for people who enjoy it.
I would tend to end an interview with somebody who has a big social media presence by asking the following question. So I don't think it should be any different in your case, Andy. If people want to find you online, where do they go?
So on Instagram, I'm Do It Like Andy.
I love it, Andy. So sorry, you caught me.
All
by
of you listening, do it like Andy. Live your best life. Forget about all the negativity.
Andy, thank you very much for your time this evening. That is Andy
thank
Lee.
Thank you very much, pal. You have a great day.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.